Thank you for joining us today to highlight this important measure, AB 2711. This is a proactive measure versus reactive when it deals with our students in early and timely intervention and help when they are dealing with substance abuse or mental health issues so that they can get resources and stay in school. AB 2711 helps to ensure students are offered supportive services instead of punishment, without assistance for underlying issues. Schools now have discretion on whether to suspend or expel students for the use and possession of illegal substance. AB 2711 would require schools to provide support and document that assistance before punishment, making a consistent policy across the state of California. If we are to succeed in reducing the likelihood of future substance abuse and addiction among our children and young people, we need our schools to provide services that educate them about the risk of drug use rather than simply resorting to suspension or expulsion. This is an important health and even potentially life-saving measure. By allowing schools to refer students to programs, we can get them the much-needed resources they need before their substance abuse issue endangers others or leads to a lifelong substance abuse area in their lives. There is also another issue. When we look at the statistics, we see schools applying the discretion they now have unevenly and unequally to those in the state of California. More than 59% of drug-related suspensions are of boys. More than 83% are of socioeconomically disadvantaged students, and 83% are youth of color. Early interventions are important to be able to be proactive and bring these resources together. Those numbers are alarming, and we as adults and policymakers need to do a better job in supporting our youth in the state of California. I am grateful to have the sponsorship of the California Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, the California Alliance of Child and Family Services, California Youth Empowerment Network, and Children Now. They recognize the importance and necessity for these measures and are doing the hard work on the front lines of ensuring our students and youth, their voices are heard, and getting them the help they need.